This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A man living in a Boulder apartment who allegedly wrote an 800-page violent manifesto about killing people in California and Colorado will face federal charges. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The 31-year-old has been transferred into federal custody because he made threats in two states, officials said late Tuesday. He reportedly wrote a manifesto about mass shooting violence. Campus police at UCLA obtained this manifesto, tracked him to Boulder, and alerted local police. He was taken into custody Tuesday morning after barricading himself in his apartment for several hours. No one was injured. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado is trying to expand its automatic voter registration program to include Medicaid recipients. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the state needs federal permission to do that.
Colorado automatically registers eligible voters at the DMV, and the state would like to do the same with Medicaid recipients, a group of people less likely to be registered to vote than the general population. However, the federal office that oversees Medicaid has not confirmed whether states can use the program this way. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett has written to the office administrator in a push to make it possible. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Denver Broncos are for sale. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
The football team announced Tuesday that they have hired lawyers to manage what will likely be a long and complicated process. The Broncos could fetch $4 billion on the open market, which would be an all-time record for a sports team. But just who would end up owning the Broncos has been in question since longtime owner Pat Bowlen died in 2019. The team says it hopes to have a new owner in place by the beginning of the 2022 season this fall. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Metro Denver and the Front Range are getting snow this morning, and that continues through the day. Temperatures will stay in the teens and get below zero overnight, then warm up a little tomorrow. Currently this morning in Denver, 11 degrees, Fort Collins, 8 degrees, Grand Junction, 18. It's mostly sunny around Grand Junction today. This is CPR News.